Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. In episode 465, we learned how to make your own luck, and it turns out that science also wants to make luck. Professor Richard Wiseman's book, The Luck Factor, lays out four essential principles, all supported by science, in how to make more luck, and how fortunate that I just happened to stumble across this book in the bookstore. Make the most out of chance. By definition, luck is not planned. When you go to a casino and you play craps, it's lucky if the first roll is 7. But if you make sure that it's 7 by exercising your psychokinetic powers to levitate and rotate the dice, that's not luck, that's magic, and you'll be escorted out of the casino by two guys named Bubba. Luck is the opportunity that you aren't expecting. If you want lots of chance opportunities, you have to plan to make those happen. As we saw in episode 465, luck comes in the form of people. So the more varied people you bring into your life, the more luck will come your way. Wiseman recommends meeting a new person every week. Go out somewhere that there are people. Find someone you don't already know who looks friendly and strike up a conversation. Anyone wearing a t-shirt that says, "Shy multi-billionaire in search of friends," should be the first on your list to approach. If you don't know how to strike up a conversation, just say, "Excuse me, I was listening to this podcast that told me to meet a new person. You look like someone who's fun to know. Would you object to making a new friend? Because remember, you can always blame it on me, and you'll make lots of friends that way." Keep in touch with people. Once you've met someone, now they're a friend, and friendships must be maintained. So, also once a week, reach out to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while and set up a phone or an in-person meeting and renew your relationship. Now, this isn't networking in the traditional sense. You have no goal here. You're simply expanding your social reach and you're making new friends, and the more friends you have, the greater the chances that you'll bring luck into your life. Be open to new experiences. It's really easy to get into a routine day after day. Now, the good news of routines is that they don't take much thought. And the bad news is that the same things happen day after day after day. They are, well, routine. Attract luck by being open to new experiences. If someone walks up to you and offers to take you on a scavenger hunt dressed as a sheep, say yes. You never know who's wearing that wolf costume next to you as you pose for a selfie at the foam party. It could be someone who you'll go on to co-found a new company with, revolutionize an industry, and disrupt the status quo. Woohoo! Just being open to new experiences isn't quite enough, however. You need to look around enough to notice those opportunities. This morning, a service person arrived to test the fire alarms in our building. Their eyes were glued to their cell phone the entire time. They never even looked up to say hello or to pay attention to anything except their task. So when they stepped over the $100 bill that the wind had blown beneath their feet, they didn't even notice. They passed by the pile of gold bars labeled 24 carat, take one for free, without a glance, and the vial of water from the fountain of youth that someone carelessly left on the counter, not a glance. If you're stuck in your cell phone like the poor service person, train yourself to look around. Before you go to bed, spend a few minutes each day reviewing your day. Think about the people you encountered and the places you went. Were there any opportunities that came up? If you use a daily accountability buddy as described in episode 11, which is also a cornerstone of Get It Done groups, add, "Did you look for new opportunities?" to your daily check-in. Use your intuition. Modern schools love our analytical brains. They really do. We're graded on how well we do math. When they give us a writing assignment, we usually have to analyze something. We compare, we contrast, we calculate, and it's usually effective. Without that kind of thinking, we wouldn't have podcasts, and you wouldn't be listening to me, and that would be sad. But we also have other ways of coping with the world. Most importantly, intuition. Your intuitive brain, also known as your unconscious mind, doesn't work by logic. It works by recognizing patterns, and it communicates not in language, but in hunches and in gut feelings. When you have a hunch that something may be an opportunity, follow it up. You can't get that paisley lycra jumpsuit out of your mind. Maybe that's because your unconscious mind thinks it's going to be the fashion trend of the century. Jump right in and do some exploration to find out, is it an opportunity or is it just a red herring? A red herring. Red herring, herringbone. Herringbone. Paisley is so 1970s, but herringbone just might be the fashion statement of the 2000s. Consider this a free tip from me to you.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Boost your intuition. We know we can boost our analytical minds. That's why we practice things like fractions. And if you don't practice fractions, zip over to Math Dude right now and get started. You can also boost your intuition so that it gets even better at helping you spot intuitive insights. Calm your mind, meditate, and reflect on past intuitions to help make your future intuitions even better. My intuition used to go wild when I met a certain type of really charismatic business person. And after having several bad experiences with many of those people, I sat down to reflect. It became obvious that my attraction to that certain charisma has never steered me right, ever, and has always steered me to people who were insane psychopaths. So now, my intuition when encountering that same type of charisma is to run very quickly in the opposite direction. I have trained my intuition. Expect luck. If you expect to be lucky, you'll be much more apt to discover opportunity knocking at your door. So expect luck. Oh, but that's unrealistic, you cry. Well, guess what? Even if it's unrealistic, expect it anyway. It's unrealistic to expect a personal productivity podcast to reveal the little-known fact that Medusa secretly loved chocolate-covered gummy bears. But it just happened. So there you go. Expect to be lucky. Also, expect things to work out. And then when things go wrong, you'll keep pushing through. Because when you expect things to work out, you'll surely think that any setbacks are just temporary. And lastly, pucker up. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So when you have bad luck, try to find the positive side. And if there is no positive side, force it. And remember that sometimes lemonade takes more than just lemons. It also needs water and sugar. So if turning your bad luck to good means rustling up some extra resources, get hopping and turn that cloud into a silver lining, and then take steps to prevent more bad luck in the future. But Stever, I hear you say, mixing cloud and lemonade metaphors is a horrible idea. And in prose, that's true. But if I'm open to it, I can use this as the basis for epic free verse poetry and make millions. And isn't that lucky? It's better to be lucky than skillful. And the skillful Dr. Wiseman has helped us understand how we can increase our skill at being lucky. Make the most of opportunity, use your intuition, expect to be lucky, and turn bad luck into good. I'm Stever Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook and join me to beat procrastination and get yourself moving with a Get It Done group. Learn more at steverrobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.